this is my third year being here in Vancouver at the march, and I've been in Victoria since I was a child heading out to International Women's Day marches. So I'm here to show my support and to be here to thank the people who've been doing this work over and over and over again for the last number of years, despite the cuts that have occurred under the Gordon Campbell government.
So what do you think are some of the challenges this year in particular that women are facing, especially in BC and in Vancouver?
Well, I think sadly there are issues that they face since the election when Gordon Campbell took office. They're facing cuts in child care support. They're facing cuts in long-term care and health care, which often puts the pressure on women, who are often the caregivers for not only their children but also their families. They're facing equality rights when we've seen cuts in women's centers and support for women's centers. And we continue to see the issues of poverty. Helping women get out of the cycle of poverty has been more difficult under Gordon Campbell than it was before he took office. So sadly, these are issues that people have been fighting for the last 4 years. Well, I've been very clear that we're not going to be able to fix everything overnight, but I've made some key commitments that will make life easier for ordinary British Columbians, including women, including families. I've said we will be supporting women's centres once again. We will be using the federal dollars that are going to come to our province for childcare on a childcare program that is affordable, that is high quality, and that all parents can have opportunities to access for their children, unlike Gordon Campbell, who's using federal dollars for childcare in other areas. So we'll be putting those supports and programs back. We're very committed to affordable housing, which often impacts women who are trying to get out of the cycle of poverty. And lastly, we've already committed to a tuition freeze for post-secondary education, increasing the opportunities for women to go back to school, to get the training they need, to be able to move into the workforce and get out of that cycle of poverty. So it's a high priority in an area that we are already focused on as New Democrats. I'm very committed to making sure that New Democrats reach out to all progressive voters, to people who are living in poverty, to Aboriginal women, to all women across this province, to say, let's join together. This is the most important election we've seen in British Columbia's history. We have a chance to ensure that women and Aboriginals and other people who have been living in poverty, who have been disenfranchised by this government, have a chance to have a voice once again in BC, and New Democrats have that opportunity. So I'm reaching out to everyone to say, let's join together to make sure that we don't see another 4 years of Gordon Campbell and the Liberals.